Insurrection Act invoked. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 84 days after Election Day in America. And, well, the Insurrection Act has been invoked. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. If you want to learn how you can stay more private online, and you want 3 free months on us, click the link in the show notes. So, there's a lot that's been going down these past few days. And, well, with Joe Biden, the President of the United States, currently in office, there are a lot of people that really don't buy it. There's a lot of, well, irregularities in this whole situation. We have talked about a lot of irregularities over the past week on this channel. And, well, there's just a lot more that just doesn't add up. It just doesn't make sense. So Lynn Wood, who is an attorney and actually one of President Donald Trump's good friends, he actually was on a show called the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. And, well, listen to what he said.
I believe, without having definitive proof, that the military is in charge of our country because Joe Biden is an illegal president. And I believe the military has evidence that establishes that fact. So that while he may be signing blank pages, or he may be signing executive orders prepared later for him by the people that control him, he's a puppet, I don't believe that those executive orders are going to see any action. But I believe the military was aware of what they were going to try to do because they'd done it in prior elections. So I believe the military has the evidence. If I'm right, and the military has evidence that shows that this was an illegal election and that Joe Biden is an illegal fake president, then the military has, under the authority of law, the duty and responsibility in pursuit of the oath that they took to defend the Constitution and the people. The military has the obligation to take control of our government because it is being seized by an illegal administration.
As you heard right there, the military is in control of our country, and the military has evidence that establishes that fact, referring to Joe Biden being an illegitimate president. This is from Lynn Wood. Now, a lot of people say that Lynn Wood has gone crazy, and while I would really like to mention this fact, Lynn Wood has been right about everything that has happened up to this point. And while I have a good feeling that he is right about this, he has said a lot about, well, the military in control, and it only makes sense. I mean, we talked about these last two episodes that 18,000 National Guard troops are staying deployed in Washington, D.C. through March. Now, some people that actually watched the channel did say that the reason the guards are staying is in regards to, well, the impeachment trials in the Senate. And that is a very good point, but it also is a very good cover. If you really want to know something, we've actually been talking about this over the last week on, well, our channels. And essentially, what is happening, it is predicted that President Donald Trump is going to be sworn in as the 19th President of the United States government on March 4th. Now, a lot of people are confused by that. The 19th president of the United States, that is because the 18th United States president actually created the United States Corporation. He formed a corporation which became the United States. And essentially, every president since the 18th president has been a president of the corporation. And well, now that the corporation has been dissolved, essentially, we are going to revert back. And essentially, all those presidents are going to be obsolete. And we're going to be at the 19th president of, well, the United States country. Now, I've got some other very interesting information to show you. Upon review of the summary report submitted by DNI Ratcliffe of findings by intelligence agencies that Americans colluded with foreign governments to subvert the United States elections of November 3rd, 2020, President Trump invoked statutory provisions of the Insurrection Act, which authorized the U.S. military to take actions required to defeat the insurrection. Military officials and forces under their command are presently taking action to defeat the insurrection and to restore and to preserve constitutional government. The deployment of military forces within the areas of the Capitol and the White House are believed to be part of those actions. This is from John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence, and this is pretty big stuff right here. Now, he just straight out tells you that, yes, there was foreign interference in our elections like we've never seen before. Now, there are some people saying that the Vatican is involved, Italy is involved, the UK is involved in many other countries that we once thought were our allies. Now, this is pretty big stuff right here. And like I've been saying in these last few episodes, I do believe the military is in control right now. And I think the, well, Joe Biden White House is nothing more than a, well, set up by the mainstream media, big tech, and Hollywood. Now, take a look at this. This is a photo from within, well, Joe Biden's Oval Office. As you can see, there are some lights up there. And it actually kind of looks just like the Oval Office set we showed you on a previous episode, where you have the lights all around. Now, it is true that when they generally have, well, press meetings within the Oval Office, they do have lighting, and when they have cameras and everything else in there. So this very well could be that. However, they look just like the lights from the Castle Rock Studio Oval Office, which is pretty crazy. So I have a good feeling that, well, Joe Biden is currently in a Hollywood set right now, and that's his, well, White House. I honestly believe that the military is in control, and I have a good feeling that within these next few weeks, we are seriously going to have some stuff happen. And well, grab your popcorn, because the show is only just about to start. However, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. We are living in the digital age, and it's becoming harder and harder to stay safe online. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN allows your sensitive and private data to stay out of the hands of hackers by encrypting your data. If you want to learn more about ExpressVPN and you want 3 free months on us, click the link in the show notes. Joe Biden is signing blank executive orders. He has a lot of people scared that he is implementing his socialist viewpoints, but that is not happening. Joe Biden isn't signing anything, and the blank pieces of paper that he is signing, they're not going anywhere. They haven't even been filed with the executive registry, which means they're probably still sitting on Joe Biden's desk as we speak. This is pretty big information. I mean, because everyone's been so worried about Joe Biden's executive orders, and well, they're just not being signed at this point in time, which is, well, a big relief for a lot of Americans. We also reported yesterday that, well, Joe Biden took a private plane to the inauguration. He was denied a federal plane. And on top of that, the troops, the Marines, didn't even salute the president. So maybe they don't even consider Biden their president. So who knows? But there's a lot going down in America today. And well, only time is going to tell on what the future of this country may look like. However, I believe that the military is in control, and we're going to have some answers within the coming weeks. Well, hey, I've engaged. Thank you for watching, and I'm signing off.